fall is here and winter is just around the corner. And with that in mind, I thought I would consider some indoor activities. So I signed up for Hinge, a dating app, for 3 months to see if I might find some playmates who might enjoy some indoor activities this winter. What I learned was things have changed a lot over the last 2 years since the last time I was on a dating app. And Hinge, who I once thought was a really great place to find quality women, well, not so much anymore. I found myself being repelled by almost every single profile for one reason or another, no matter what the woman looked like. So yesterday, I thought I would go through some of these profiles and figure out what exactly it is that subconsciously is turning me off with all these women. And I started reading through their profiles, and it became clear to me. So I wrote down at least 50, and I'm going to give you as many as I can, phrases and terms that women use in their profiles that subconsciously set up red flags for me. It's like they're saying one thing. I think they want to be received in a particular way. But the way it interprets to me, and I think to most other men, at least men who have any experience with women, is completely different. They are unknowingly repelling men. So today, I want to translate women's dating profiles into men's language so you can understand, when you're looking at dating profiles, exactly what these women are saying. This is Life 2.0. Let's talk about it. So the first thing you're going to notice in these profiles, and this is almost a 100%er, is you're going to find out what they want from you, but they will not tell you what they're willing to give in return. It's really an interesting thing. It's almost like women look at dating apps like a shopping catalog, and they're going to type into the app what it is they're looking for, and that the app is going to deliver them that. But they don't, in turn, as you know, as a product themselves, tell you the features and benefits of being with them. Now, they will show you pictures, and this is where you get into some trouble right away, of what kind of girl they are. So you do have to look at the pictures because they do tell you a story in and of themselves. The first ones you have to watch out for that I saw a lot of is when you get those selfies that include cleavage in almost every single shot. Now, I know they have breasts. They know they have breasts. I'd say one good shot of the breasts is all we really need. Anything beyond that is gratuitous. And I wonder, what exactly are you telling me about your breasts? Why are they in every single shot? Why are we focusing in on those? Where I'm looking at your cleavage and I'm looking down your shirt on every single shot. To me, that speaks desperate. Like, I just need somebody and I'm gonna sell myself to you to convince you that my physicality is worth overlooking whatever emotional, psychological problems I have. So that's the first one. Second one kind of came up on some of the same videos is tattoos, especially tattoos that are being gratuitously flaunted. So I saw a woman with her arms up and she had tattoos on the underside of her arms. And then she was wearing a skirt that clearly showed the tattoos going down the side of her leg. But the one that really got me the bit most was there's this woman who was the first category. She was flaunting her breasts everywhere. And there was a huge tattoo that clearly went down deep inside the bra to the area where it involved removing her shirt completely in order to get that tattoo done. I cannot help but think of exactly what was going on in that situation, you know? And what is she trying to tell me about herself that she's flaunting this tattoo that clearly required her to be bare-breasted in front of a stranger, a tattoo artist, and who had to work on her breasts for quite some time in order to get that thing just right? I mean, what exactly was she thinking when that happened? And what is she trying to tell me about herself by flaunting this tattooed boob in my face? You know what I mean? You gotta watch for that stuff. So long as we're on the topic of pictures, if all of her pictures, or even most of them, are selfies, that is a huge, huge red flag. You need to know that she just doesn't have any friends or no friends that she was with to ever take a picture of her that she felt comfortable with, or that she's so self-conscious about any pictures that may exist with her with another person that she could not possibly share them on the app. Any selfies that occur in a public restroom, no. As a man, have you ever taken your camera out in a public restroom? No. And you would never do that. You would never do that. That's just, that breaks all the protocols in the world. I'm sorry, but a woman who's willing to take out her camera and use the mirror in a public restroom, rather than using a mirror in her own house, in the privacy of her own house, just to get a really ugly selfie, is just, that's just pathetic. I'm sorry, you gotta mark those off right away. Now, women who have lots of pictures with a glass of wine in their hand, like that's a red flag. If they're drinking all the time, you see alcohol in their hand in most or all of their pictures, that means she's got a problem. You don't want that woman in your life. If she mentions that in order to relax at the end of the day, she has a glass of wine, trust me, it's probably more like a bottle. You know, it's not gonna be just a glass. You're talking about someone who's got some serious stress issues. She's probably on all kinds of drugs to keep her nerves in check, and she's using that wine to medicate. So you do not want that woman in your life. Women who, in the beginning, on the very first page, they talk about what would be their ideal first date. That's a frequent prompt that they get. These are very, very telling, because you see a lot of Disney princesses here. This is where they kind of pop out their ugly head. I've seen ones where they said, maybe we could take a trip to Paris. I'm like, fuck you. Paris, Virginia, maybe. Paris, Oklahoma. We're not going to Paris, France on our first date. There is no way in hell. Like, what delusional world are you living in if you think that's even a possibility? Really, I mean, really. I saw this one where this woman went on and on and on about the meaning of true love and how she's advising a man in her profile to take her by the hand and never let go. I'm like, ooh, wow, you have spent way too much time sitting on the couch watching the Hallmark Channel, baby. That is not the way true life is. You know, that's not the way it actually happens in the real world. You're living this delusional world and you're setting yourself up for disappointment. And I do not want to be that man that disappoints you, because I'm sure you're... next thing that comes out, your resting bitch face is going to come out. Resting bitch face is all over these profiles. Now, I don't know if these women are just ugly. Yeah, like maybe they're just ugly. But like, if you smile or if you have some kind of animation in your face, it definitely hides that resting bitch face. But these women, they just think that resting bitch face is that they got to lead with that. Like they are leading on the resting bitch face. And I don't understand why they would do that. But they come out strong with it. It's in a lot of profiles. And you can just look at that face and you can think, oh man, I do not want that face ever looking at me first thing in the morning. Or being that she already looks disappointed. Like we haven't even met and she already looks disappointed. I do not want that woman in my life. No. No, no, no. If she's wearing sunglasses in all of her pictures and her sunglasses take up more than half of her face, like they could be goggles, yeah, that's a dead giveaway. Do not go anywhere near that. If there's a lot of filters being used, like especially on the close-ups, and she looks like she's 20 years younger, but on the far away shots, she looks like an old lady. Like, that's not just something happening in your head. That's something you need to watch out for. Those smooth filters, they just make them look 20 years younger. It really does. I actually went out with a woman once who had used one of those filters. And when I met her, I had to do a double, triple shake. I was really not sure I was with the right woman, you know? Like, this is your name, really? And this is your last name? And you're supposed to meet me here? Like, I was just like, I don't know who the fuck you are, but you're not the girl that was in the picture that I met online, that I've been texting with and talking to, because you don't look the same at all. Women who are looking for a man who takes care of himself, physically fit, strong, healthy man, over 6 feet tall. And then you get down to her pictures, because all you're seeing is her pretty face in the beginning. And then eventually you get down to the bottom where there's some shots that reveal her body. And you're like, oh my, oh my. Like, she is not holding herself to that same standard at all. In one of these cases, this woman put herself on an infinity pool like at a hotel or something, and she's sitting right on the edge, so it looks like she's sitting on the edge of the world. And it's a very pretty view, and there's like a little sunset going down in the background, and she's sort of silhouetted, except that it looks like somebody took 2 pounds of sausage and stuffed it into a 1 pound bag. I mean, it was just like there was just stuff hanging out all over the place on that bathing suit. I mean, she needed 2 one-piece bathing suits. You know, she was wearing a one-piece, but it was like, man, you need either a bigger bathing suit or you need 2 one-piece bathing suits, because one for the top and one for the bottom. She was just flubbing out everywhere. And I think that maybe in her mind that the lighting was just so that it was going to help, that it was going to make it better. It didn't. It just highlighted the fact that I could see more lumps on her body than typically exist on a normal human being. And these overweight women, especially the black girls, I'm sorry guys, I'm just gonna go there. There is something with their asses that they are just fascinated with. And this one very overweight woman, she was wearing these spandex, and they looked like they had some texture to them, but these spandex went clean up her ass. Like, her ass was completely, it was like if she had been naked, you wouldn't have seen any more than what these pants revealed. And every little bit of cellulite and every little lump and every little, you know, distorted roundness in her rear end was now apparent to anyone who wanted to see it. It was almost obscene. It was like, honey, like, there should be a law against that. Like, you can't wear that out in public, baby. You, like, that's just obscene. And not only is it obscene, but you're embarrassing yourself and you're kind of making everybody sick. Could you just put on a skirt or something? I mean, really, just cover that shit up, because you look like an idiot with that stuff hanging out the back end of your butt. I mean, I understand that some women are curvy, and I'm not against curvy women. And you know what? I don't mind a little extra pushing, you know, cushion for the pushing, whatever. I don't mind a little extra back there. But be, I don't know, use a little bit of thought and, you know, etiquette when you're dressing yourself, because leaving it all hanging out there doesn't leave much for the imagination. And trust me, you should leave more for the imagination in these situations. She's looking for a man that'll treat her like the queen she knows she is. Yeah, that's a red flag. That's not happening, baby. You know, nope. Can't do that one. She's over 30 and she has blue or green hair. Like, I can see it in younger women because they're just sort of whimsical and they do stupid shit. But at a certain level, and I think 30 is probably the age where blue, green, purple, red, well, natural red hair is fine, but you know what I mean. Blue, that dyed blue, green, purple hair, that's gotta go. Like, we can't have that. And you're wearing different color hair in almost every single picture. One day it's blue, the next day it's green, the next day it's purple. No. You've gotta be, I don't know, you're just telling me that you're a neurotic mess, that you don't know what you want from yourself. Like, you're trying to cover something up. Like, you're distracting me from your face with your blue hair. You know what I mean? That's gotta be it. You're just trying to distract us from the ugliness that you're bringing to the table. Or there's some other craziness in your profile that you don't want us to recognize. The blue hair, I think, sets off enough red flags for us all to be aware that you're not the kind of woman anybody that has any sanity wants to spend any time with. This is one of my favorite ones. In her dating profile, she said that she wants on her first date to have an intellectual conversation. She enjoys having intellectual conversations with men, which is fine. I'm good with that. Except you better know how to spell intellectual, okay? You cannot misspell intellectual and say you want to have an intellectual conversation. And the fact that you need to specify that this conversation should be intellectual is probably a sign that you haven't had very many of those, or you're not capable of carrying one of these yourself. People who have intellectual conversations don't specify intellectual conversations because their conversations tend to be intellectual. Do you know what I mean? I mean, it's just kind of one of those dumb things. But yeah, intellectual conversation lady, can't spell intellectual. Good sign that she's not had too many intellectual conversations in her life, and that's why she seeks one out. Women who are trying to figure out their relationship type, like what they're looking for in a relationship. Like, in the app, they give you a wide range of relationship types. You know, you can go from looking for a spouse, you know, long-term relationship, you know, something casual, just friends, one-night stands, you know, best friends, you know, friends with benefits. There's all kinds of different relationship types you could take. And if you're just putting in there, I'm just trying to figure it out. Like, really, you just thought you would just get on the app, just see what happens. If it's just some one-night stand guy, I'll go with that. If it's a long-term relationship guy, I'll go with that. That tells me that you're just looking to get laid. And if something gets better than that, you'll take it. But you're desperate at this stage in the game. And no man wants to be with a desperate woman, okay? If under hobbies, she lists shopping, yeah, that's not a good sign. That's not a good sign. If she lists a word under sexuality that requires you to turn to AI for some assistance on exactly what that means, that's probably a bad thing. So some women are looking for men that are specifically very, very smart, and there's a special term for that. And there's other women who can't seem to form a bond with you until they really get to know you really well. That's a different term for that. And there are those other women who consider themselves some kind of asexual, but they like having sex, so there's a special word for that. It becomes very disorienting when you're going through dating profiles and you've got to look up what kind of sexuality you're dealing with in this particular case. I don't want to have to worry about that. I don't want to have to worry about some special need situation you have with your sexuality, because that tells me that you probably got some kind of twisted past. Like something bad happened to you at a long time ago or recently, and now you're reflecting on all that and you come up with a solution that seems to put the onus on me to have to deal with you because you've got a problem. I don't want to deal with that. Sorry. Anyway, you get the feel for it. Dating apps have lots and lots of red flags all over them, but you've got to know what you're looking at. And you've got to go into it, I think, with a certain amount of being jaded. Like, you've got to expect that these women are trying to trap you into a relationship. Once you have that preconceived idea and you believe that they're all a bunch of hoes to begin with, you'll be able to sort them out really, really quickly. And then hopefully, and I'm hoping I'll get there eventually, you'll get down to just a couple that maybe are reasonably good, but you're going to have to dig through a lot of negative stuff. There's this old joke about this boy who's digging through this big pile of horse manure, and he's just digging and digging and digging. And this old man, this farmer sitting next to him, says, "Son, you've been working at that all day. What the hell are you doing?" He says, "Well, if I keep digging away at all this, I imagine sooner or later I'm going to come across a pony with all this horse manure here." And I think that's sort of what the dating app thing is like. Like, you're going to dig through a lot of horse shit before you get to a pony. So set your expectations correctly, because I think it's really easy when you get into these apps to have really high expectations and to be hopeful. And I'm telling you, it's not a hopeful world. It really isn't. You're going to dig through a lot of horse shit to get to a pony. Look for the red flags. All right, you guys, that's all I got for you today. I certainly hope you've enjoyed the video. If you have, please like and subscribe. If you know someone who might enjoy the video, please share it with them. Anyway, until next time, stay healthy, and if you can, stay single.